Hello, everybody, and welcome to Talkin' Baseball on this Saturday as we get ready for Game 3 between the Milwaukee Brewers and the San Francisco Giants. And if you were part of the game last night, either at the ballpark or listening, you heard one of the classics in Giants franchise history. Remember Jack Buck, World Series, 1988? Kirk Gibson hits the home run. He says, "I don't believe what I just saw." Well, I don't believe what I just saw last night, I will tell you that. Al Michaels, of course, with the Olympics in 1980 and the great American team, the USA team that beat Russia, and he said, "Do you believe in miracles?" We had a miracle at the ballpark last night. The Giants are down 5-2 heading into the bottom of the ninth inning. They haven't won a game yet after they've been tied after eight innings. They're 0-36. And Josh Hader comes in for the Milwaukee Brewers. He is their all-star. Now, he's not going to the game for personal reasons. They just had a little baby, and there were some issues, and he's going to spend the time with his family. But coming into this game, now it's 5-2. It's the ninth inning, and we'll go back through the game itself as to how the Giants got here. But Hader, in his last appearance a couple of days ago against Minnesota, came in the ninth inning and gave up a three-run homer to Miranda, and the Brewers went down 4-1 in that game. So this is his first appearance since then. So let's start at the beginning, so to speak, last night. The Giants do win this game 8-5, so that is the good news. 8-11-2 for the Giants, 9 left on base. 5-6-0 for Milwaukee, 11 left on base. The Giants now are 46-43. There are 73 more games to go. They trail the Dodgers by 13 and San Diego by 3.5. Sam Long gets the win last night. He's 1-2. Hader eventually gets the loss, as you will hear. He is now 0-4, 28,244. Hopefully most were still at the park last night, but I think people left early as the Giants trailed 5-2 going into the bottom of the ninth. 3 hours and 34 minutes. All right, let's go back through the game just a little bit, and I'll set up that ninth inning. The Giants get on the board first. VR is hit by a pitch. Bart gets a base hit. Bart, by the way, is 5 for his last 9 with a couple of home runs here. And Lamont Wade gets a triple. And the Giants are up 2-0, and that is the way they get their runs going. That is in the second inning. All right, it's 2-0 until the fifth. Now, Alex Wood is pitching a great game. He eventually goes 4 2/3, 4 hits, no earned runs, no homers, no walks, and 7 strikeouts for him. He threw 84 pitches. So here's the fifth inning, and this is one we'll be talking about, I'm sure, on the show today. All right, 2 out. Wong gets a base hit. Kelton Wong can take the ball the other way, and he did it last night. And then there's an infield hit by Johnny Davis, who really has been an annoying hitter. Not a lot of power, but he fouls the ball off all the time, and he hits one down the line, and he's on first and second. Okay, now, 2 out. Wood is pitching great. Ground ball down to Lamont Wade at first. He kicks it. Easy play. Gets past Estrada as well, and a run comes in, and now it is 2-1 Giants in the fifth. Well, Gabe Kapler, as he is wont to do, he goes and gets the starting pitcher. And he's got a tired bullpen, an overworked bullpen, and here he goes, 4 2/3, a great pitching by Wood, and he goes to get him because there are a couple of right-handers coming up. So he brings Rogers in. Rogers immediately gets in more trouble. He walks Adames. Now the bags are loaded. It's a 2-1 game. Andrew McCutchen, who's just a shadow of the former great player, gets a double down the left field line. He clears the bases, 4-2 Brewers. Urias now walks, and another run comes in. It is 5-2 Brewers after the fifth. Giant bullpen did a good job other than Rogers last night. 4 1/3, a couple of hits, the 2 Rogers runs, but 6 walks and 6 strikeouts, and Yovera left with perhaps a flexor strain. All right, so it's 5-2. We now go to the ninth inning. Most of the fans have sort of left on this Friday night. And the Giant bench is a little quiet, and they started off against Hader, and Bart takes one out. He crushes one to left field, his 6th homer of the year, makes it 5-3. All right, now, Kapler has maneuvered the lineup, so he's got all righties coming up. Good job by Kapler. Got all righties coming up against Hader here, the left-hander. All right, Flores flies out, one away. And here comes Darren Ruff. Bang! Left center field, just crushes one, his eighth of the year. It's 5-4. And now it's starting to get interesting. Austin Slater, who gets four hits for the night, and this guy should play every day. He's the only guy on the team that can run. Gets a base hit. Where? To right field, where he loves to hit it. And he gets picked off, but he makes it to second. Now he's on second. Now Mercedes is up, and Hader hits him. Now it's first and second, and it's a 5-4 game. And here comes another righty, Estrada, and he bloops one into right field. Renfro can't get there. The Brewers had a bunch of great catches last night. Adames had one, Yelich had one, Renfro had one, Wong had one. Well, they couldn't get this one. It was in no man's land, and it loaded the bases. All right. Now the lefty comes up, Mike Yastrzemski, and he's been slumping for a long time. He's starting to look a little bit better at the plate. He's a lefty. Hader's a lefty. Hader's in trouble. The place has gone crazy. Great call by John Miller. First pitch to Yastrzemski, bang, center field. He crushes it, gone, a grand slam. Yastrzemski hits it out. Four runs come in. And the Giants take that 5-4 deficit and win the game 8-5 last night. I don't believe what I just saw, and I do believe in miracles now. As the Giants pull this one out, 8-5 over the Brewers, looked like it was absolutely a loser, and they get it done, and they win the game 8-5. For the Giants at home now, they're 24-22, 6-9 in July with a couple more games here before the All-Star break. So that is what happened last night. We've got plenty to talk about on the show today. We'll talk about other Grand Slam walk-offs that the Giants have had. You got to go back to Bobby Bonds for the last one. And a lot of good history here. But the Giants trail 5-2 in the ninth. Boy, they look dead in the water. Hadn't come back. 36 games had not come back after trailing in the eighth inning. And they get it done and win it in the ninth. Well, all right, let's take a look at Perry's Preview, sponsored by Perry's Restaurant. Perry's an institution since 1969, known for good food, good drinks, and good people. Union Street, the Embarcadero, Larkspur, and now open in Novato. Well, this is going to be a very interesting matchup today. For the Brewers, they go to a left-hander. He formerly was with the San Diego Padres. It's Eric Lauer, 27 years old. He's 6'3", 205 pounds. 27-27 lifetime in the big leagues. This year, he's really helped the Brewer rotation with all the injuries they've had. He's 6-3 with a .383 earned run average, and the whip is 1.20. In July, he's had two games, 11 innings, 8 hits, 3 runs given up, pretty good, 2 homers, 3 walks, and 16 strikeouts. I will tell you this. Well, you'll hear it. 16 games, 89 and a third innings pitch, 79 hits, 38 runs. And here it comes. 18 home runs. 18 home runs given up in 89 and a third innings for Eric Lauer. 28 walks and 96 strikeouts. The last six games, he has given up 10 home runs. How about that? The right-handed lineup for the Giants has got to be licking its chops today. It's his 98th game, 91st Major League start. Of the 18 homers, 12 solos, 82 ground balls, 162 fly balls. He is a fly ball pitcher. Batting average against, not bad, .235. The righty's .237 with 16 of the 18 home runs. That's why I say that right-handed lineup. Get ready today. Lefty's .224 with a couple of homers. He had a tough June. .683 earned run average in June, but as I say, in July, he's pitching a little bit better. 0-0 count that first pitch, 11 for 40, just below 300 with a couple of homers. Now, he has pitched well for the Brewers, and part of it is runners in scoring position, only 186. Runners in scoring position and two out, 138. First time through the lineup, 182 with four homers. Then it starts getting a little funky. Second time through, 285 with seven homers. And the third time through, 243 with seven homers as well. All right, What do the Giants do against him? Bell, 2 for 14. Crawford, 3 for 16. Estrada, 0 for 5. Flores, 4 for 11. Boy, I bet he gets one today. Peterson, 1 for 2. Ruff, 0 for 2. And Slater, Austin Slater, who feeds and feasts on this left-handed pitching, 5 for 9 with a home run off Eric Lauer. Wow. All right, on the other side of the coin for the Giants, and he is their hard luck pitcher, Alex Cobb, 34 years old, 6'3", 205 pounds. His nickname is the Swan. I have to look into that one. I just saw that online. He's 3-4 this year with a 4.57 earned run average, and all the peripheral numbers say it should be better. The whip is 1.38. In July, he's been very good for the Giants. 17 innings in 3 games, 15 hits, 6 runs, very good. Hasn't given up a home run yet. 6 walks and 18 strikeouts. Now, he's been in 13 games for the Giants. Remember, he got hurt. 63 innings, that's 5 a game, 67 hits, 32 runs. It's a lot, but a lot of it has been dinking and this and that, and that's the way he's been scored upon. Only 5 homers in the 63 innings, that's good. 20 walks and 63 strikeouts, that's a good ratio, 3-1. 66 and 64 lifetime, you can run on him. 7 stolen bases, no caught stealing. And believe me, the Brewers will be trying to be opportunistic here. 188th game, 188th start for this right-hander. Batting average against is 268. Lefties, 286. Got a couple of homers. Righties, 252 with 3. So not a big platoon advantage either way there. 37 innings pitched. At Oracle, only 2 homers given up. That's good. That's Logan Webb territory. First pitch, 14 for 34. That's around 400 with a couple of homers. Now, the trouble starts when he gets people on base. Not that he's getting knocked around real hard. It's just the ball seems to fall in. Runners in scoring position, 317. Runners in scoring position, 2 out, 385. First time through the lineup, it's okay, 250. Then this is where that trouble starts, about the third or fourth inning. Second time through, 306 with 3 homers. Then he settles in, as most good pitchers do. Third time through, 227 with a home run. Willy Adames, 2 for 7. McCutchen, 4 for 9. Renfro, boy, he's a good hitter. 1 for 4. Severino and Rodon, how'd you like that the other night? 0 for 3. Rody Tellez, good hitter, 0 for 4. Kelton Wong 0 for 2 and Yelich 0 for 5. This lineup is 7 for 36 without a home run against Alex Cobb. Interesting matchup, isn't it? The home run pitch of Eric Lauer and the hard luck of Alex Cobb. Other games today, Cincinnati and St. Louis, it's Lodolo and Michaelis. And we've got the Mets and Cubs. Who knows who's pitching there with the rain in Chicago, but I'll say Scherzer's probably going to pitch one game. Who knows? Pittsburgh and Colorado, Keller and Urena. Atlanta and Washington, Max Fried. He'll be an all-star, of course, Espino. Philadelphia and Miami, Suarez and Rogers. Miami's got a good rotation. Arizona and San Diego, Gilbert and Gore. We'll see what the Padres do with Gore. He's a young pitcher. He's reaching a pitching limit, an innings limit. He may end up in the bullpen. And the Dodgers and Angels have a 2-game series. And this is Urias and Suarez there. And, of course, all the All-Star festivities start in on Sunday night, as this should be a very exciting week for baseball, the All-Star game, and everything else. So that's our Perry's preview. Good matchup today. We'll take a break, and Susan Slusser of the Chronicle is going to join us. Can't wait to talk to her and get her perspective on this ball club. It's up and down, and we'll see where it's going. More coming up, KMBR 680, 104.5, the sports leader.